2 years ago today, protests erupted in the wake of the police shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott, a black man who lived in Charlotte. Scott was fatally shot in the parking lot of a university apartment complex. Police say they found Scott in an SUV with marijuana and a gun. When he got out, officers commanded Scott to drop a weapon several times. Officer Brentley Vinson, who was also black, said he feared for his life and shot Scott multiple times. The shooting led to days of protest in Charlotte. A curfew was implemented when protests turned violent. The National Guard was called in, and the cracks in the community became apparent. Last month, Rakia Scott, the widow of Keith Scott, filed a lawsuit against the city and Officer Vinson. Vinson is being sued in his official capacity as an officer and as a citizen for gross negligence in the death of Scott. 2 years after the shooting, we turn to those who were in the spotlight then to see what they believe has and hasn't changed. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has more.
2 years after the Keith Scott shooting, has the city healed? Is Charlotte in a better place than it was? That's the question we posed to the city official everyone had eyes on as protests spilled throughout the streets of Uptown, then-Mayor Jennifer Roberts.
It's not really a simple answer because some of it depends on who you are and what segment of the population you are. And, you know, there are still challenges. And if you're a certain segment of this community, you would say, no, things have not changed. But on the other hand, things do feel different.
Roberts says she sees more collaboration in the community, and she's felt firsthand a big shift, a change in leadership. Roberts was voted out of office and Charlotte elected by Lyles last year. Protester Braxton Winston became a council member. Others who were outraged and highly critical of the police began to work with officers to better community relations. That was the case for Greg Jackson. He started the group Heal Charlotte, which trains officers on how to communicate in volatile situations when they respond to calls in the community.
We have a great communication in our neighborhood with our community officers. Our kids run to the police car now. Our kids actually look for CMP to be there. You know, they look for that. So I really feel like we've had a big change in Orchard Trace. We've gone from 77 emergency calls a week to 8 in the last year.
But not all of the protesters think the city has come very far. Ash Williams, a community organizer with Charlotte Uprising, a grassroots group that formed in the wake of the shooting, is still frustrated by the pace of change. Williams says the city is still struggling to include community activists in the wake of Scott's death.
Most of those groups or those task forces that came together that were city sanctioned, none of them really involved people who were on the ground and the people who were the actual architects of Charlotte Uprising, right? And so what you have is the same people making decisions for people who they don't understand and who they don't even know. And so we're trying to change that still 2 years later.
Charlotte Uprising maintains the innocence of Raekwon Borum, the man who was charged in the shooting death of Justin Carr, a protester who was shot and killed in Uptown. The group believes CMPD framed Borum, whose trial is scheduled for December. CMPD says one of the big takeaways from the shooting was the role of social media and the public's desire to have information instantaneously. Assistant Chief Vicki Foster says CMPD has tried to do a better job of making information readily available to the public.
Now we have a large social media presence. You know, we have a lot of followers. We spend a lot of time and energy, putting information out and making sure that, you know, we're responsive to people.
Foster says having more information available via social media 2 years ago may have helped to curb some of the protesting, although she says not all of it. For then city council member, now Mayor Pro Tem Julie Isold, the aftermath of the shooting led to a shift in the way she leads as a city council member.
It's changed the way I try to talk. It's changed the way the language I use, the way I interact with people, and the way I interact with people that look like me, because I have the opportunity to change hearts and minds of people that maybe weren't paying attention. And so, it's helped me to grow as a person. And I think that I have that opportunity to help others see it in a different light, and why should they care?
The city is listening, she says, but there's still work to do. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.